From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. France says it will temporarily suspend all training and combat operations in Afghanistan following the killing of four French soldiers by an Afghan soldier. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that 16 other French soldiers were wounded in the attack.
The attack was one of the deadliest French forces have suffered in the 10 years they've been serving in the NATO-led force in Afghanistan. Speaking on French television, Sarkozy noted that they were not cut down in an assault by the enemy Taliban, but by a so-called Afghan ally.
D'envoyer le ministre de la Défense.
The French president announced he was sending the head of the army and the French defense minister to Afghanistan immediately to assess the situation. He said during this time, all operations in the country would be suspended. The 4,000 French troops in Afghanistan are set to leave in 2014.
Si les conditions de sécurité.
Sarkozy said, if we can't ensure security for our forces, then we'll have to look at bringing the French army home earlier than expected. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
NATO says six service members have died in Afghanistan following a helicopter crash. The U.S. military says the six were Americans. No enemy activity was reported at the time in the area. The crash is under investigation. Republican presidential hopefuls looking to score a knockout blow in tomorrow's South Carolina primary don't have to wait much longer to find out if it'll happen. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum are going head-to-head against the widely perceived frontrunner Mitt Romney.
South Carolina's primary could be the best opportunity for someone other than Mitt Romney to stake a claim to the GOP nomination. Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum are both wrestling for that chance. During a debate in Charleston, Santorum warned Gingrich's undisciplined style would be a liability in the general election.
I don't want a nominee that I have to worry about going out and looking at the paper the next day and figuring out what is he worrying about what he's going to say next.
Gingrich, in turn, says Santorum lacks the know-how and experience to run a national campaign. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Charleston, South Carolina.
Gingrich came out swinging in the debate, excoriating the media for focusing on his infidelities in three marriages. His second wife, Marianne, tells ABC TV Gingrich asked her for an open marriage so he could carry on a relationship with the woman who later became his third wife. The Justice Department's website went down for a while yesterday. NPR's Eider Peralta says it appears to have been a denial of service attack by the loose online affiliation of hackers known as Anonymous.
They were angry about the Justice Department accusing seven people earlier in the day of copyright infringement.
The Justice Department shut down the online upload site megaupload.com, and in an indictment accuses its founder and several company officials of facilitating millions of illegal downloads. The founder says the claims are overblown. From Washington, this is NPR News. The healthcare company Johnson & Johnson has settled a lawsuit with the state of Texas for $158 million over accusations that it made misleading claims to get Medicaid payments. NPR's John Burnett has our story.
The settlement announced in Austin on Thursday deals with alleged Medicaid fraud that happened between 1994 and 2008. The lawsuit said that Janssen Pharmaceuticals, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, overstated the safety, cost, and effectiveness of Risperdal. The pill is taken for schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Janssen said in a statement the company is committed to ethical business practices and did nothing improper in marketing the drug. In the last 2 years, a South Carolina judge and a Louisiana jury hit the company with similar judgments and monetary damages. The company is appealing those verdicts. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is in Moscow today. NPR's Jackie Northam reports he will meet with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin.
Kissinger and Putin have met more than a half a dozen times over the past few years to work on issues such as international terrorism and nuclear proliferation. The Russian Prime Minister may need all the counsel he can get from Kissinger and his Cold War detente experience. There have been mass demonstrations here in Moscow and other parts of Russia over alleged ballot rigging during recent parliamentary elections and anger at Putin's bid for presidency. But Kissinger's visit also comes at a time of increasing tension between Washington and Moscow. And earlier this week, state-run television here accused the new ambassador, Michael McFaul, of trying to provoke a revolution. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Moscow.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.